This is the Business Leadership Series Minute with your host and best-selling author of Don't Buy a Duck, Derek Champagne.
So is there, what a last piece of advice would you give to anyone that's listening? A couple things. One is tell me about a new technology or about a technology that you're excited about that you run across or that you've used in your social platforms. What's been the best tool or the most exciting tool that you've used?
I think, so here's a really quick one that anyone can implement in like 5 minutes, is instead of sharing snipped bit.ly links on your social profiles, like when you share links, or using Buffer's link shortener, you can use a service called Snipply, where it's like the same service, they give you a shortened link, but they also place like a little ad to one of your pieces of content. So whenever you're sharing someone else's content, and someone clicks on it, you'll get this extra little ad like for your content on the side, which is just like free traffic, really. Like, it doesn't cost any money. You just add that on. So we've been using that since we started, and like it drives X amount of extra clicks like every day to our site. So wow. If someone's not using that, like, I'd start using that straight away. So that's with social. Into for something else, I like Optimizely, which is a tool. It's just, I don't know how they make this profitably, but you can go and create an account for free, then they'll allow you to put this stuff on your site for free, like, and give you amazing analytics on those split tests. So I probably put up like 10 different versions of the Virtual Valley homepage, and now we have one which I believe is like the best, and it's completely for free. Obviously you can get a paid account for like better features, but the free account again is amazing.
That's great. Is there anything else you'd like to share with us? Any last bit of entrepreneurial advice for those that are just launching their service or their product? And what advice would you give them in their patience along the way or having the right vision and strategic direction?
Yeah, so I think when like you get the fear and the anxiety, which you will get, like it's natural whenever you like step out and do something different and try and build something for yourself. Two things that you need to get better at doing in order to stay in the game for the long run is A, as we mentioned earlier, like looking back at what you've achieved and being thankful and like being happy that you've managed to achieve so much that often gets forgotten. And the second thing is, instead of focusing so much on the physical outcomes, try to focus on what you will learn by doing this and the person that you would become.
To hear full episodes of the Business Leadership Series, visit blsnow.net.